This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, March 6th. God's word for you today is connected. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21, and it says, "The building is joined together, stone by stone, all of us chosen and sealed in Him, rising up to become a holy temple in the Lord." Traction is all about connections. Why are connections so important? Think about it. A car or a truck cannot move without connection, contact with the road. It is the contact and the security of that connection that guarantees traction and ensures movement and control. When the tire is not in contact with the ground, or when there is a mud or ice in between the tires and the road, you cannot have traction. Jesus is the way. Therefore, for you to have traction in life, you must have a constant connection, contact with Jesus. Also, for your life to have traction, you must have people connections. That is how it works. The difference between where you are right now and the level God wants to take you to is the people connections that you have. And the most secure place for God to achieve these on earth is the church. Romans chapter 12 verse 5 says, "Even though we are many individuals, Christ makes us one body and individuals who are connected to each other." It is the connections in God that makes the difference in our lives. I know that some people see church as just an event to attend. However, the church is not an event you attend. The church is a family you belong to and a community you are connected with. This makes all the difference. God wants you and I to understand the significance of connecting with other believers, and it gives us at least four metaphors in scriptures to represent the church. Think about it. No other relationship is meant to last forever. None. Business relationships, marriage relationships, and even friendships do not last forever. There is only one connection you could have on earth that will last forever, and that is being a member of God's family. Being a member of God's family is a connection that starts here and continues to eternity. So, what are these four metaphors that God uses for the church, for membership, and for connecting with the church? Are you ready? Number one, the church connects me to God's eternal temple. When you connect to the community of faith called the church, the body of believers, it connects you to God's eternal temple. 1 Peter 2 verse 5 says, "And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple." The imagery we get from the phrase "living stones" is that of bricks or blocks that God is stacking together into a building. Therefore, one person cannot be the church. You are a member of the church. You make up the church, and you are not the church. And that is huge. Let us pray. Father, let my consistent connection to Jesus and his body guarantee and sustain my traction. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.